The Very Sleepy Bear by Nick Bland. Read by me, Greg DeMoncos.
Fanny Marsh.
And Julie Bowne.
When you hear this sound, turn the page. Winter had come early and Bear was running late. He was feeling very sleepy. It was time to hibernate. He hurried down the mountain, past the icy rocks, and never even noticed a rather sneaky fox. At last he reached his cozy cave, just in time for bed. Then Fox appeared from nowhere.
"Good afternoon,"
he said.
"I couldn't help but notice that your cave is very small. There's hardly any room in here to hibernate at all. A great big bear like you,"
said Fox.
"So big and strong and brave, a creature so magnificent, deserves a bigger cave."
"A bigger cave? For me?"
yawned Bear.
"Perhaps you could be right. I must admit this little cave is getting rather tight."
"Today's your lucky day,"
said Fox.
"I've just the cave for you. I'll even help you pack,"
he said.
"I've nothing else to do."
So Bear picked up his suitcase and he gave a little wave and left his cozy home behind to find a bigger cave.
"Forget your little cave,"
said Fox.
"This huge one could be yours. There's heaps of room to hibernate. It's even got two doors. It's absolutely waterproof, free from snow and rain, and once a day, at 2 o'clock, you'll get to see." "A train!"
Fox was smiling nervously, and Bear just shook his head.
"I'm feeling very sleepy. I'm going home,"
he said.
"But you're so very big,"
said Fox.
"And your cave's so very small. You really need a bigger cave, and a cave that's nice, and..." "This one's made of solid wood, and not a train in sight." "And never mind the bats,"
said Fox.
"They all go out at night."
Fox was smiling nervously, and Bear just shook.
"I'm feeling very sleepy. I'm going home,"
he said.
"But wait! There is another cave if that one's not for you." "It's got a sandy floor,"
said Fox.
"And a lovely ocean view."
"I'll take it,"
said the sleepy bear and shook the fox's hand. He took his favorite pillow out and curled up in the sand. But just as Bear was nodding off inside his brand new cave, there came a splishy splashy sound. And then there came... a wave! Bear was cold and cranky and very, very tired. He packed his little suitcase up.
"I'm going home,"
he sighed. When Bear arrived back home at last, ready for his bed, Fox and all his little friends were living there instead.
"Please don't throw us out,"
said Fox.
"We're all so very small, you hardly even notice that we're living here at all."
"Well, today's your lucky day,"
said Bear as he lay upon the floor.
"Wake me up in spring,"
he said.
"And by the way..." "I snore!"
The end.